Masechtas Beya, Perik Beis, Mishneh Dalet. When a Yid came to be Oyle Regel, he was mechuyev to bring three karbonis. One of the karbonis was a carbon oyla, referred to as Oylas Ria. The other two were carbon shlamim. One was called Shalmi Chagiga, and the other Shalmi Simcha. Again, Oylas Ria, it's called Oylas Ria based on the pasuk of Lo Yiro Panai Reikon, and Shalosh Pam Bashana Yeiroe Kal Zechorcha. And then you have the two carbon shlamim. Shalmi Chagiga, the pasuk says, Shalosh Regalim Tachag Li Bashana, and Shalmi Simcha, because it says, V'samachta Bechagecha. There is a din in regard to all karbonis that a person is makrif, with the exception of the carbon char, masa, and pesach, that it requires smicha. That means you have to lean with your hands on the head of the carbon with all of your kayach before the shechita. What does it mean with all of your kayach? Suppose the behemoth would disappear as you're leaning on it, you would go falling. The next thing we have to know for this Mishnah, any carbon that has a certain time you're supposed to bring the carbon, when the time passes, you can't bring the carbon anymore. Avar zmanoi bottle karbonoi. What's interesting about the karbonis of Yamtiv is that they have a 7-day tashlumen period. You can make it up if you missed it. In our Mishnah, we're going to see a machloikis beshame and beshil in regard to two things. First, whether it's mutter to do smicha on the carbon on Yamtiv. And the second machloikis is going to be, when do we bring the carbon oilas ria? On the very first day of Yamtiv or the other days? Let's see our Mishnah once again. Masechtas Beya, Perik Beis, Mishnah Dalet. Beshame Oimer, the Beshame say, Mevi and Shlamin. We bring to the Beis Hamikdash the carbon shlamin that were makriv on Yamtiv. Remember, Shalmi Chagiga and Shalmi Simcha. But ve'ein Simchen Alein, when you're makriv them, you can't do smicha on it on Yamtiv. We bring the carbon because you eat from this carbon. But smicha? No, there's an Isser D'Rabbanan. What is the Isser D'Rabbanan? You're not allowed to use Balei Chayim on Shabbos or Yamtiv. So if you're physically leaning on it, you're using it. What then should we do? According to the Beshamai, you do the smicha erev yamtiv. The Beshamai do not hold that the smicha has to be together with the shechita. They don't hold tekev l'smicha shechita. So what's the problem? Do the smicha before yamtiv and the shechita on yamtiv. So this is in regard to the carbon shlamim. Once again, Zakta Mishnah, Beshamai erim, mevi and shlamim, bring the carbon shlamim, but ve'ein tzayim chalei, no smicha on yamtiv. What about the carbon oil? We said you also have to bring the oilas ria, avaloi oilais. That you can't be makrav at all on yamtiv. Of course, if a person stam promised the carbon oila, you can't be makriv on Yom Tov. You're not eating anything from it. That we understand. The chiddush is even the oilas ria, which you're supposed to bring l'kavod Yom Tov. You also can't be makriv on Yom Tov. Ay tzarich l'chol nefesh is mutter. But what does the pasuk say? The pasuk says l'chol nefesh hu levado yiyasa lachem. Chazal darshan lachem v'loy l'gvaya. If you eat from it, you can do malach on Yom Tov. That's why the shlamim is not a problem, because we eat part of the shlamim. But with the carbon oila, no. Now, is there any type of carbon oila that the Beis Shammai agree you could bring on Yom Tov? And the answer is yes. Oila sibur, the carbon tamid, the carbon musif, because they have a restricted zman, l'boy bayayim. There's no other time to be makir, but the Torah says, this is the day to do it. Okay, so the Beis Shammai told us two chumras over here. First of all, you can only bring the carbon shlamim, not the carbon oila, and even the carbon shlamim, you can shecht it, you can do everything else, but you have to do the smicha before yamtiv. Ubesil, I mean the Besil disagree on both counts. Mevi and shlamim ve'oilais, you can be makriv the shami chagig and the shami simcha, plus the carbon oila sriya. They say the lechem is memayit other things, and they also hold that v'samchen aleihem. When you're makir the carbon shlamim, the shalmi chagiga, the shalmi simcha, and the carbon oilas ria on yamtiv, you can do smicha on yamtiv, because the besil hold takeif l'smicha shchita. Smicha has to be done right before shchita, so you can't do it beforehand. Okay, let's chazer over what we learned over here. First of all, private karbanas like nedarim and nedavais. Stam, I promised to bring a carbon oil or a carbon shlamim. Everybody holds you can't be makir that on yamtiv. Not even a karm shlamim. There's no chayiv to bring it today. The oilas sibur, like the karm tamid and musaf, everyone holds your makavit on yamtiv. The Torah says, be makavit on this day. So tell me, what else does everyone hold you could be makriv? Shalmei Chagiga, Shalmei Simcha. It could be Makav on Yom Tov, not on Shabbos, but on Yom Tov, because it's a chayv. So where was there a machloikis? The machloikis was in regard to the Oilas Ria. Again, a private Oila, everyone knows you can't. The Oilas Tibur, everyone knows you can't. But this mitzvah that a Yid has to bring a carbon Oila because of Yom Tov, when it comes to be Oila Regel, here's the machloikis. The Bisham may say you can't be Markovit on Yom Tov, the Bisham will say you can. And the other machloikis we had was about Smicha. The smicha on the Shalmi Chagiga and Simcha that you're makriv on Yom Tov. According to the Beshami, you have to do it on Erev Yom Tov. The Beshil say that's not an option because they hold takef l'smicha shchita, that the smicha has to be done right before the shchita.